The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And as we go to Harley Kahn, I've got Harley online now, but Harley, I've got some breaking news for you, and it's quite serious stuff. I believe I've been told by someone at the airport in Sydney that a drug mule has allegedly died on a flight out of Los Angeles this morning. The flight has actually been on the tarmac for almost 90 minutes and passengers are just getting off the flight now. So we'll chase that up via our newsroom, but that's a story that may have some interest in the United States of America as well. Good morning to you. What else have you got for us?
Well, what we've learned now is that it may be that Donald Trump had a point when he said that they were surveilled, that they were spied on. He used the term wiretap, probably not true, but it is interesting today that the head of the House Intelligence Committee said that President Trump and his team were surveilled between Election Day and Inauguration Day. He said the information was collected on them, their communications, in what they called incidental surveillance. It was conducted as part of routine investigations. He said they don't know who knew about it. They don't know who gave the orders to include the Trump team. They don't know why or how some of the members of Trump's team were unmasked, if you will, or publicly identified and their information widely disseminated. Mm. They want to know how all that happened. And they also say it was not connected to any ongoing probe of Russian influence peddling or anything like that. Mm. So while Trump may have been right when he said Obama, meaning the administration surveilled his campaign, there is no wiretapping, evidently, but they were listening. They were paying attention, and the question is why.
Okay. Tell me about the Supreme Court ruling on a cheerleading copyright case.
Now, this is only interesting because it has, you know, wider-ranging implications. The Supreme Court sided with one of the leading cheerleader uniform makers on a copyright dispute. They were really arguing, Varsity Brands was, that nobody else could use the stripes, the chevrons, and the other designs on their catalog. And so the judges said, look, these are artistic features on the clothing. They deserve protection under copyright law. The reason it's important is because this can help enforce copyrights on art that's used on handbags and home furnishings and clothing and other products all across the country. So it is fairly wide-ranging kind of a decision and a surprise to a lot of people because, you know, who would have thunk that we'd be talking about
cheerleading. Thanks. We'll leave you there, Harley. I've got to go. Jason Day has walked off the course in the first round of the World Match Play Golf Championship. He's conceded to the American Pat Perez. He went to a media conference, announced his mum back in Australia has been diagnosed with lung cancer. He fronted the media conference in tears, Jason, and our thoughts are with his mum and his family in this rather difficult time.